It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Lorenzo Fiore of the Enzado Foundation, he is in Lui now, on Lake Maggiore in northern Italy, is about to take a steam locomotive train to Switzerland, to Locarno, which gives me an occasion to ask, how is the weather? Can you see the mountaintops in Switzerland? Are they white with snow? And is the weather in northern Italy continued wet, or is it beautiful because it's summertime? Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. How's your weather?
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listener from Luino on the Lake Maggiore. Well, the weather here in Luino is nice. Today, fortunately, there is sunshine. I just arrived here. And let me tell you that the weather is improving in the north of Italy. I mean, after 3 weeks of heavy rainfalls, the sunshine is across all the northern territory. And in the south, the weather is pretty critical because the drought is really a severe problem. There is no rain in springtime. There is no rain. And the temperature are now up to 104 Fahrenheit degrees. So very, very hot summertime. We don't know what will happen in the north in the next 2 weeks, but the expectation are that the weather becomes more stable.
I've talked to the Black Sea in these last hours. It's very hot in Romania, unusually hot. It has been hot in Budapest. It has been hot in Prague, very hot. So that when I talk to people this last week, they're complaining about the heat. You have not had that in northern Italy, but that's the heat that's in southern Italy. And I'm told this is unusual, which is why we're watching it. This isn't just a weather report. The question is the climate changing? The answer so far, it might be maybe. So we go from the climate, the weather climate, to the political climate. Giorgia Meloni is your very popular and very powerful prime minister, leading the Brothers of Italy, a coalition. Now participating in the election of the president of the European Commission, which is the executive branch of the European Union. And Giorgia Meloni has voted to abstain. Why? Why is she abstained from the vote?
Well, let me tell you that this morning I watched on the YouTube the 15 minutes of interview that Giorgia Meloni released to the Italian journalist in Brussels at the end of the dinner yesterday, the dinner of all the European leaders, to decide whether the candidate proposed by the coalition formed by the People Party, the Democrats and the Liberal, that were also the majority in the previous parliament, are acceptable or not to be brought to the European Parliament for the election. So the candidate proposed by this coalition are Ursula von der Leyen, Kallas for Foreign Affairs, Costa as European Council President, and Metsola for the European Parliament. But these candidates were not discussed by all the European leaders. They were just proposed by this majority. And Giorgia Meloni was pretty upset. She didn't like this approach. She made this very clear, deciding to vote against Kallas and Costa and making abstention for Ursula von der Leyen. Why? She said clearly to the journalist and, of course, to the European leaders that she didn't like the way these candidates were proposed with no discussion, and also because the European people made a clear sign to the European leaders at the last election 2 weeks ago that the majority is now moving towards the right wing rather than to the left wing. And these candidates are not giving any indication in favor of what was the sign given by the European people across the 28 countries. So I don't know what will happen in the future. Certainly, Giorgia Meloni has been heavily criticized here in Italy by the opposition, saying that Giorgia has been marginalized, left in a corner. Clearly, there are now negotiations about the role that Italy must have in the leadership of the European Union. And I can tell you that even President Mattarella said clearly yesterday that Italy, being one of the founding members of the European Union, must have a role. And this an important role. And this has been also recognized by Mr. Rutte, who is now the new chairman of the NATO organization, by Weber, who is the chairman of the People Party in the European environment. So many recognition that Italy must have a role. Let's see what Georgia can do in the next 2 weeks.
The tourists are very welcome in Italy. It's a big part of your GDP, doing very well. It's a beautiful summer, except some activists claiming that they're protesting the murder of women in Italy have poured red paint on the Spanish steps in Rome, upsetting everyone. They've been arrested. This reminds me of how last year we had to deal with somebody defacing the Colosseum. I believe he was charged for criminal activity. So again and again, we have tourists acting badly in Italy. I hope it doesn't come to having to block people off from having access to these buildings, Lorenzo.
Well, let me tell you that I can recognize the level of ethics of this protest, which is very important because in Italy we have really a problem of feminicide. But frankly speaking, I don't understand why you should use our historical heritage, painting or making damages like what happened to the Spanish steps with the red paint just to show to the people the color of blood. And I don't remember even the way the tourists are behaving when they visit our historical heritage, because there are always somebody pretty crazy damaging our cultural heritage. Even 2 weeks ago in Matera, there were people doing a very stupid sport that is to do jump between one roof to the other, and they damage all the houses in Matera, which was the European capital of culture three or four years ago. I don't remember exactly.
Yes, the tourists must be contained if this is to continue. The damage to the Italy is a 2,000-year-old museum, maybe 5,000-year-old museum. Let's go to our very happy story. The football match. Italy is playing Switzerland within these next hours. Who's going to win, Lorenzo?
This is a difficult question. Of course, my heart is for Italy. But let me tell you that after having seen at the TV the match of Switzerland against Germany and Italy against Croatia, let me tell you that Switzerland seems to be a team that is more athletic and dynamic, maybe with more energy than what I can perceive from the way Italy behave against Croatia. A team playing at a very low speed, as it was also against Spain. So I do hope that maybe the matter of now being in the second cycle of the European tournament, Italy can do better, because right, this happened also in other important competition in the past. Italy did not play well in the first round, but when they entered in the second round, they played much better. I'm close to the border of Switzerland, so I'm in the most appropriate place.
Right. Wonderful.
To wait for tomorrow night.
It's 6 p.m. European time, the match between Italy and Switzerland. Lorenzo Fiore of the Insano Foundation on his way to Switzerland. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.